Hey guys, and welcome to episode 38 of Dad Knows Best. I am Harrison Mudge, and I am with my coughing co-host, Adam Callow.
I'm genuinely surprised you're sitting this close to me.
I know. The things we do for content.
Just amazed. I'm surprised you didn't like give me like a mask, or you look puzzled at the recorder, Harry.
No, I felt like I was looking at the bar moving up and down for when we speak, and because the mic was covering one eye, I've lost a little bit of depth perception and thought that your bar was moving when I was talking. So that's all the confusion was. So guys, if you are new to the show, where you been? First of all, where you been?
Can I just share something? I need to close my laptop down because I was just wrapping something up as you hit record. Sarah just put something into Slack in general, which is a tweet from @dog_feelings. The human has been working from home the last couple of days, and every so often they let me participate in video calls. All the other humans cheer when they see me. I'm the only thing holding this company together.
The funniest thing about that is that your wife follows that Twitter. Did you say it was from Twitter?
Someone retweeted it.
Screenshotted it and shared it.
She probably got it from Facebook. Cause I don't think she's got
classic,
Twitter.
Classic. I don't think
she's got Twitter. I don't think she's got Tinder.
You hope she's not got Tinder. Where were we? Yeah, for anyone that is new to the show, this is usually two friends talking about what it's like to be a real parent. That's a joke. It's a throwback. No, I'm a father of one. Got a new, he's like 5-6 months now, something like that. Who knows? He's grown up so fast. Adam here has two boys. Think of that what you will with whether they're little shits or not.
It depends on when you ask me. I'm really, really liking Riley right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Things have changed.
Really
things
liking
have changed.
Riley.
So before we get onto the topic of what is the bubonic plague sweeping over the nation.
Yep.
Why is your number two all of a sudden switched to number one?
And it's not even like number one marginally.
By the way, anyone that hasn't seen this before, recently you've had a bit of negative feeling towards the boys because they've been challenging
me, not personally, but yep. The boys have been extremely challenging towards Sarah, the wife, and it's caused just a bit of frustration in the house, a lot of frustration in the house with the kids. But like my kids have just basically been like terrorists for like 4 months, testing each other, testing the wife, very rarely testing me, which then frustrates the wife even more and all this. But I'd probably say over the last 3 weeks. Shouldn't make clicking sounds like that on the podcast, should I?
Dogs everywhere.
Last 3 weeks, me and Riley, 2 weeks, just been, I don't know what's happened. I had a big conversation with him and he has just tried to just be good big brother. And I keep reminding him. I use the sentence, Riley, you're better than that, a lot. Yeah. That's like my
savage.
Yeah, that's like my go-to line. Like, Riley,
I'm disappointed, and you're better than this.
You're better than this, Riley. Riley, are you better than this? Yes, Daddy. Then please show me. Riley, you're better than this. It's like a big boy comment for him. He gets it, and he's enjoying playing Fortnite with Daddy. Like, we're enjoying that together.
Are you playing that together?
He's got an iPad. I've got an iPad. We team rumble together. He needs to get his kills up.
Oh, because you can party up.
Yeah, we party up, create a little party.
Nice.
He's fucking weak though. He keeps getting like 2 kills, 1 kill.
Get good.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like his death to kill ratio is like all
just
out of whack.
Way out of whack.
And I'm like now setting him targets. And I'm like, listen, we can't play this game unless you're getting like. I'm like, let's like, come on, kid. Like you need at least like.
That's when you turn to him and go, you're better than this.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, all good, mate. That's going well. Reggie's still a little thug. That's probably the best term I can use for Reggie. I think me and Sarah both agree that he's just a thug of a child. The way that he's 3 years old. One's about the house, one's about his room. Like he just fucking owns the place. It's been amazing splitting them up.
You're giving their own rooms now?
Separate rooms.
Wow. Yeah, because we spoke about it before, but they're obviously still sharing the same living space.
Split them up. People are sleeping in better. It's all great. It's all gravy in the Keller household right now, to be honest, mate. Put a lot of time and energy into Riley's room. He's got a bunk bed with a desk at the bottom, no bed underneath. Mm-hmm. And he is like uber clean, like where he puts stuff. Like Reggie can go in, and Reggie does this. Reggie will go in and move something, and Riley will just melt down. He'll be like, "Please stop."
Have you ever seen Misery?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a long time ago, but yeah. So yeah, it's good, man. It's been a bit of a U-turn.
That's cool.
I think it's kind of it's come out of a what's been the result? Communication with Riley, splitting the boys up, and disciplining them in different ways. Probably the three key pop tips.
Nice. And on that note. So today, Adam, I just wanted to talk about the COVID-19 virus that is sweeping the nation. Mm-hmm. I know this isn't a topical news show. This is just, more than anything, just a bit of entertainment.
But it impacts families.
But I think that right now it's just hitting that point where everyone's becoming aware of it. It's affecting people. I know it's affecting us at work. It's affecting a lot of people, kids at school and things like that. So for me, kind of easy where you want to take this conversation. But I guess my opening statement is like, have you done... So for me, obviously Elliot is like 5 months now.
Yep.
He's still pretty young. He's easily entertained with things in his immediate vicinity and things like that. So as a child to look after, fairly simple. Mm-hmm. I guess where my head goes to, first of all, when we think about what could happen, and we're obviously the saying everyone needs to just stay at home and not do anything.
School's getting closed.
Closed. Like, what's your experience with schools? Has your school closed or advised anything yet? And if and when these sort of things happen, what's your plan for like keeping these two kids entertained? By the way, if anyone can hear a noise, it's a phone ringing.
That shouldn't be ringing past three rings. It should have already gone for voicemail because it's one of the office phones, and it should go to a voicemail that says, "Hey, sorry, mails get hold of the team, but we're all working from home." Apart from Adam and Harry, who are dressed
you're watching this.
In terms of where we are with the school, technically still at school. However, they sent a letter home with Riley yesterday that said over the next couple of days, we're going to be sending some extra books home with your child.
Bet he's loving that.
In case we read every night, we do his spellings and readings every night. In case we do have to move to a school closure so they can continue with some stuff from home. So there's a couple of things then I think about is like, okay, so Sora works for the business. How will business operate with Sora basically needs to be full-time at home with the kids looking after them? Generally not a concern for me because naturally there's a reduction in project management needs because mm-hmm. we're not taking on new projects. Everything we've kind of got is just more of a maintain what we have right now. So I think she'll be able to cope with the workload.
I mean, she's fairly fortunate in the fact that her role has allows her to... She sort of works from home a percentage of the time anyway.
Yeah,
right?
She's in like 3 days a week and then has Wednesdays off with Reggie. So she's used to actually that remote working mm-hmm. bit. I think it's going to... She's really good at admin though. So like the Monday calls when we go through project management, that'll all be fine. I think in terms of like keeping the kids entertained and stuff, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. I don't think... Like if you take it back to when me and you were kids, like someone says, "Hey, you ain't going to have to go to school and kind of got Fortnite now." Like,
but are you going to ensure that they do the schoolwork that the school is imposing?
Yeah, 100%. And it will probably make us go OTT on the schoolwork mm-hmm. a little bit, just because Riley does really well at school and enjoys learning. I think it could... What I'd hate for it to happen is like he gets into... The same as us, like working from home, you can get into like bad habits. I would hate...
You get into like holiday mode almost, don't you?
Yeah.
Working in front of the TV, bad idea. Working at the sofa thing, you start associating, well, this is normally where I kick my feet up and chill out.
I kind of want him going back to school when it reopens and can think, "Fuck, I'm going back to school." Like, that's what I want to do. Because I do maths and stuff with him anyway. I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Actually, only maths. I only enjoy maths. Everything else, I don't enjoy. But
street maths.
Pardon?
Street maths.
No, I'm not, he's not hustling yet.
But if someone said they'd pay you by Friday and it's Tuesday of the week after, how many times do you shank them?
I just got very dark very quickly.
That's street maths, bro.
Have you seen the street maths thing where it's actually like, where you go up to the guy and you go, you buy something for like a pound and then you get £4 change and a £5 note and then you swap.
How to bamboozle someone.
Bamboozle someone and end up with like an extra £10 mm-hmm. by just changing money with them three times in a row.
Isn't it like, let me give you a tenner. And so actually, if you give me the £5 change and the £4 in coins, let me give you this 20 and you give me the 10 back. And then all of a sudden they've paid you.
Again, like a tenner or 11 quid.
Nice.
But yeah, he'll work up to that. 100%.
He needs to learn magic first so he can take their watch.
Yeah, magic is the first thing. He enjoys magic as well.
Shazam.
He asked me to do magic at the moment. So yeah, I think the homeschooling thing's going to be interesting. Say homeschooling, it might sound very formal. I'm not really worried about the school closure thing right now. But I think it's because I'm in a relatively fortunate... You don't have to worry about it right now, obviously, but I think I'm in a relatively fortunate position where me and the wife can... Because she works for me and there's a degree of flexibility, I can imagine it causing fucking nightmares for majority of parents out there because they'll either have to pull in grandparents and, as you mentioned, coronavirus, COVID-19, it's like kids are the carriers. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And I guess on that note... The whole coronavirus actually scared me a bit, but only because of the kids. Before the data came out in terms of like, actually kids aren't getting affected. Mm-hmm. I actually had a couple of bad nights sleep because I'm like, fuck. Mm. Like, should I personally, because I travel a lot with work. Yep. And like if someone was giving you guidance, you would not be sat here with me right now.
Oh, 100%.
If you had a wider lens on your camera, we'd be at least two, three, four meters apart. But I travel a lot, and it got to the point where I was actually like, should I literally book a hotel room for a few weeks and just stay away?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because, there's illness around us every day. There's viruses every day. There's the flu even. Obviously, this thing is, we don't know how bad this can be, and it's proven to potentially be more fatal. But in general, like, you're faced with general hygiene tasks and challenges every day because, mm-hmm. like, whether there was the coronavirus knocking around or not, you traveling a lot and shaking hands with a lot of people and coming home and all that. You bring viruses in every day. But it's interesting how it's never been a consideration for, I'm assuming, but it's never really been a consideration for people before that.
No.
Like for my wife, she's only just become worried about me going places and bringing something back with the baby now that there's a virus that's sweeping the world.
It's 100% raised everyone's awareness just on general hygiene.
People wash their hands.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like the knock-on effects after all this blows over. People are like, the people that make the hand sanitizers, they are literally, they're going to see the biggest uplift ever because people are more aware.
Do you think that if and when they go, you know what, there's a vaccine or it's on the decline, whatever the other side is.
Yep.
Do you think that people will continue to remain as vigilant with hygiene, or do you think that they'll just go back to their old ways? Because right now I think that everyone's in like a panic mode and I need to like bleach my hands and just,
it's like that old analogy is like if when you're doing 90 miles an hour in a 70 and some police lights come on behind mm-hmm. you go fuck, slow down, and you go wow, I could have lost my license then or whatever, and then you say I'm going to continue driving safely, and then all of a sudden 3 miles down the road you're 90 or 70 again. I actually think it's slightly different. I think the bar, people aren't going to correct and go up to here. Mm-hmm. Like, we were here, we're now here. And by the way, if you're just listening to this, go and watch YouTube because my hand motions won't mean anything.
So scrub through to 14 minutes.
I think the overall bar is raised because it's been a massive education piece for people. A couple of things like, don't let China fuck with stuff. Lesson one. Like, they keep doing this. And secondly...
Wait, what?
Well, this is like the second time in my lifetime that they've done... Like, SARS was their mistake. They created the fucking thing.
This one is more. This one's just like has been an inevitability for a long time, because where this has stemmed from was like wet markets, where literally, from my understanding, literally, when you've got animals from quite literally everywhere, mm-hmm. all in a confined space, maybe in separate cages, but in a confined space, coughs and sneezes spread diseases in a barnyard barnyard full of random animals is going to spread it even quicker. And then you've got people that will eat the animal that's then caught a virus. That's how this has got into China. And obviously with the dense population of China, it spreads quicker.
I don't know. I feel like it's fake news.
People have been predicting this for a long time.
No, I've seen books of this. I've seen like...
Lai Shan, I am right here.
Sorry. I've seen like books of this and I've seen...
that got very loud.
I know, yeah. I've seen all the people in terms of like talking about like how this has happened. But it's like, end of the day, it's come from the same place SARS has. The density of the population, whatever. I got dragged into too many conspiracy theory debates one night with too much alcohol.
Let's steer clear of the conspiracy.
Oh, I fucking hate it. Don't get me wrong.
I think that the main thing to focus on is just the sheer... Well, it's just everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I guess the key thing for us, especially for this show, is like... There's like a... There's a fear for me in terms of... knowing the data, the kids are okay, mm-hmm. cool, sleep well. For me now, it's like, okay, what do I do on a day-to-day basis that allows things to keep moving forward, like mm-hmm. in the business, and act business as normal, but while also protecting... Like, my mum is, like, vulnerable. Mm-hmm. She's fucking old. She's not that old, but she's old.
But she's classed as vulnerable, yeah.
Yeah, and she, like, she's got, like, her lung stuff. And her partner...
And
her partner's got diabetes. So it's like, cool. So, like, there's little things like that where mm-hmm. I'm like, when I speak to my mum in the morning and she coughs, I'm like... mm-hmm. And it's like...
Have you reduced contact with her?
I don't see her now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's the weird stuff. And like Sarah's mum comes around the house and I'm like, should she?
And that's the weird thing at the moment. It's like Emmy's mum and sister are supposed to be coming up from Southampton. They're supposed to be staying in the Airbnb and stuff like that. And the Airbnb got in touch with them saying, oh, we're cleaning everything and we're leaving everything a week apart before we let new guests in and stuff. But me and Emmy had to have the conversation of, well... Do they still come up? Like, ignoring everything else for a sec, like, everything's probably going to be shut or mm-hmm. or in running skeleton crews, so there's not really a lot to do if and when they do come up. And that's like, well, do we get them to travel all this way just to sit in a room together? I'm still going out visiting people, potentially. For their interest, should they stay away from me? Should I stay away from them? Should we go and see our own parents and things like that? It's just a weird... distancing thing that it doesn't like I'm not kind of afraid of it right now just because I kind of think hopefully it's kind of just gonna blow over.
It's specifically for us to like health wise
but like protocol dictates that you're not seeing your mum, but you would, how often would you normally see your mum in the same room?
4 times a week.
And it's having a weird effect at the moment where you're not necessarily bothered by it, but you're doing things that you're following the rules at the moment to make sure that you're reducing the spread mm-hmm. of whatever.
I think the biggest thing is like the economic side of this for parents listening to this. Like, I think we're just starting to see the impact. Like, I think as of like last night, like, all the cinemas have closed down. Like, there's all everything has moved to like skeleton crew or closing down right now. And I'm like, there must be so many people that are being impacted by forced holidays or redundancies or statutory sick pays. And I guess where I'm at right now is like, everyone that I know hasn't been impacted yet. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm just very aware that stuff is about to start happening. Like, I know we both listened to like the Joe Rogan thing where he's like, we're only like a couple of percent into the impact that this is going to make. So as a dad, I think I slept way better when I realized kids weren't being impacted and saw the data.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't really know what else to think of it right now. I think it's quite scary in terms of, because you can run stories in your head of like, oh, okay, so... When you all of a sudden, that guy on that podcast we listened to with Joe Rogan, he's like, well, there's 480,000 people will die in the UK. Mm-hmm. That was a stat that he gave. It's like, that's fucking mental. Like, that's mental. I think the last time something like this, potentially at this scale, happened was 1918 or 1919 or something like that. But yeah, I don't really know what to make of it, to be honest, mate. I just taking it day by day, look after the family and trying to make decisions, like you say, to social distance, keep yourself away from people that, I guess the hard thing is like social distance away from people that are vulnerable, but like I'm meeting Tom, friend of the show. And it's like, well, should we meet? Like when,
that's what I mean.
When those, should you or shouldn't you meet? Like, it's hard right now.
Because ultimately, we're going to be like on amber alert until someone turns around and goes, everything's okay.
Yeah.
But realistically, that might not be for a long time. And what does everything's okay even look like? Is everything okay, but make sure you stay with it on 5 meters away from people at all times? Is that what's okay? Like, I don't think that you're going to necessarily be able to shake anyone's hand for a long time.
Everyone will be doing the old elbow click. I did that for the first time of the day. Okay. I think where we are today is loads of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know what to make. I want to try and wrap the show up with something that gives people a bit of confidence.
I guess
just where we are is like there's nothing impactful right now that we can say to either give confidence or support. I guess we're all playing in the same boat of like what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, like the final question is, are you doing anything different right now, or do you see yourself doing anything different in the near future other than distancing from potential vulnerable family members?
I can see myself getting fat. Very fat.
Me too, but that's a different topic entirely.
Nah, but I guess here's one thing that's really fucking annoying is the hoarding. Everyone is like, stuff like this brings the best and the worst out of people. I've seen some really generous time givers to help the elderly with shop. But some people just turn into absolute cocks in times like this, and you see people for who they really are.
Well, fast forward to an apocalypse, and that's when you just get people like hurting people and, and looting and things like that. Luckily, we're not at that sort of level of panic, and hopefully we won't ever get to that position, but that's when things get scary, because ultimately most people will look out for number one. And if that means hurting the stranger next door that
not
they
like
don't
you're
know
pointing
about.
At me when you say if they
you know how many shanks does it take to but yeah, so that's a very doom and gloom situation, but I'm happy for people to hoard toilet paper for a while, as long as like that's the limit, you know what I mean? There's still kitchen roll on the shelf, so we're not getting desperate just yet.
did you saw the photo inside our group?
Cool. So I just wanted to kind of have a bit of a topical conversation, see if you were doing anything different. Like I say, other than the social distancing, I don't think there's much that we can do anyway. But yeah, it's just weird times ahead. Really,
yeah, and
weird
like
times
when we get back on the mics, things might have changed.
Yeah,
kids might have been moved out of school. Mm-hmm. Like, there's probably some interesting stuff there. But I think we're all in the same boat right now. We don't know what to make of it. I think majority of people are trying to be positive and assume this is going to be a short-term thing. But I think we just got to play it by ear. I think we do have to try and stay positive and just keep moving forward and just assume and plan for the best. It's sort of like plan for the best and plan for the worst in the same situation, which is like, no, sorry, let me rephrase that. Hope for the best and plan for the worst is probably a better way of putting this. And just, I guess it's just be smart with who you meet and why you meet.
Yeah.
And don't go visit your grandma and kill her.
And on that horrendous note, we will leave it there. Guys, thank you so much for washing. Thank you for, you know what? Fuck it. Thank you for wassailing again, because
I thought you were going with washing. Thank you for washing.
Thank you for washing your hands, using
happy
all the toilet
birthday
paper.
To you.
I know. Who doesn't know how to wash their
happy
hands?
Birthday
I thought
to
everyone
you.
Knew, but apparently not. What I love the most is when someone goes to the toilet, normally for a shit, and they come out the cubicle and they go to wash their hands, and what they do is they turn the cold tap on and then they like splash their fingers underneath it once for like a millisecond and then proceed to just stand under the hand dryer. I'm thinking, you should have just left, because now you're getting shitty water just splash everywhere instead.
But do you know
why you just left?
But do you know why that person does it like that? so they can be seen to be washing their hands.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like,
but if
I'd rather think you forgot than that's what you do.
Yeah, because that's what's disturbing. Because
come out and take a phone call or something and look busy.
Because sorry, what was that about that important meeting that I had? But yeah, like they just clip. Like if that's what they do to wash their hands, their house must be just a petri dish of bacteria because they clearly have never used soap before. That's what
I know.
Yeah.
You were wrapping the show
up. And on that note, if you have any questions, pop tips, whatever else, get in touch, guys. Hit the bell. Subscribe. In every format. Wassail away. Wassail away. We love you guys so much.
Stay clean.
You can email dadknowsbest@mbs.fm and we will speak to you
next time.